Hello, it's the 23rd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Independent Office for Police Conduct investigated a detective constable at Bedfordshire Police for abusing his position for sexual purpose. The investigation started after allegations had inappropriate contact with a vulnerable woman he met while on his duties. Evidence was found for gross misconduct and Bedfordshire Police agreed with the findings, but the officer was not dismissed from his position. Instead, he was given a final written warning, was re-vetted and then moved to a different position away from contact with vulnerable people. A spokesman for Bedfordshire Police said, "We expect very high standards from our officers and take any allegations of inappropriate behaviour or conduct extremely seriously." Two local teenagers have produced a TV show to entertain and inspire young people. Michelle Papworth and Urban Judge were awarded a £5,000 grant from the Bid for Better initiative. You can check out the Youth TV from the link in the show notes. Latest data from the Home Office shows 85% of rape investigations by Bedfordshire Police are dropped due to lack of evidence. From the remainder, only 7% end up with a charge or in court. The main reason for the lack of outcome is given that the alleged victim does not want to continue the investigation. Charity Rape Crisis said long delays with the criminal justice process create this problem, and court delays are being made even worse by the current situation. A doggy ended up in a deep spot after escaping from home to chase a cat before falling 5 metres down a storm drain. Rebel was stuck for 2 days before being found and then reunited thanks to Beds Fire and Rescue. Gladly, the only injury was to his pride as the cat got the last laugh. Meow from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.